in here.
Gossip, music, news, entertainment, and heated discussions. The DJ Blaze Radio Show starts now.
Welcome back to another episode of the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast. It's your boy Be Easy.
It's your boy L.
Ah, there we go.
We back.
Yeah, we back. L,
what up?
How you doing?
Another day is another day. I'm good, baby.
Word. That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Good.
Good to be back. Long week. How was your week?
Like you said,
first week of school.
Yeah, man. Like you said, a long week. That's all I'm gonna say. I'm still tired.
Yeah, you didn't do like well, this is what you was hearing.
Yeah.
You seen a lot of that.
Yes, sir.
You didn't do any like, you know, like when you went, well, I assume when people have kids and their kids about to go to school, so like the week before they make them go to bed early so they get used to going
to bed early.
Did you do that?
Nah, I did it like the first the last like 3 days probably.
Word. Yep, well, shout out to you in school.
Yeah, man. What up with you?
Man, I worked every day this week.
Okay.
Which is crazy.
That's when the big bucks roll in.
Yeah. What's that? Coming to America.
Now I'm doing lettuce.
Next week. Next I'll be on fries.
Yeah.
That's
when the big bucks. What how it look, man?
It's crazy.
How many? Son.
Every day.
Okay,
that's no, not every day. Well, it averaged out to every day. It averaged out to six.
Yeah.
But, you know, I had two Thursday, two Friday.
Okay.
One yesterday.
That's why you got the fresh church in your teenies.
Y'all see that? I need a endorsement for them motherfuckers.
Sergio Sinsweeney.
Yeah, I had one. I'll tell this little story, you know. Since we got into my business and in my pockets, so it was a lady. She came by for a particular vehicle, and they sell that. Now it was used, but it was brand new. Basically, it was a 2025. It only had 2,000 miles.
Okay,
and the person traded it in for a brand new 4Runner like 2 months ago, basically.
Okay,
so longer than 2 months ago, but we had it. Whatever. She came in. She wanted that exact vehicle. Same color, everything. That's what she wanted. But she was like apprehensive, whatever. You know what I'm saying? She came, test drove it. Told her husband to come test drive it. He came the next day, test drove it. We even let them take it home, the test drive. They bought it back the next day.
No word.
So they came back and they was like, yeah, we still ain't sure. She still wasn't sure. She's like, it feel lighter than I thought it was going to feel, whatever. Like, you know, I wasn't pressuring them or nothing. So they left. I was like, well, you know, you changed mind, give me a call back, you know, whatever. She came back. They came back like 6 o'clock. We closed at 7. It's like, yeah, we went down the street, whatever. And we ain't gonna lie to you. We went there to get a brand new one. And the people lied to them. Like, so like car dealers have like a lowest point they'll want to go. You know what I'm saying? But they're not gonna tell you that at the jump. But the people that was going to sell this vehicle, like the brand new one to them, they was trying to sell it to them for $10,000 more.
Oh, wow.
Than what, like when the lady, she was like, she was about to walk out the door. And she was like, then they text her, was like, I'll sell it to you for this price, which was $10,000 more. $10,000 less than the sticker price that they was initially trying to sell it to them for. So she came back or whatever. She was like, yeah, I ain't going to lie, you treated me better, whatever. You wasn't trying to pressure, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? And we took a little extra off of it. She got it. You know what I'm saying? And that was the end of it. But, yeah, so that was my... I thought I wasn't going to sell nothing yesterday because I was hustling all day.
See, that's how it is when you got good credit or some money.
Yeah.
They let you take it home and test drive.
Well, no. I mean, if we think you serious about it or whatever, like, we ain't even did a credit check or nothing like that. I ain't even know how much she made or none of that.
Yeah, yeah.
But I knew she wanted it, and it was a vehicle, like, we had it for a little while, so he was like, yeah, you take it home for the night, test drive it.
Okay.
You know, make a decision or whatever. So
I might have to come over and test drive something for the night.
Nah, but they be knowing when people just be wanting to try to take
what do you mean? They ain't gonna know me. I'm gonna come in there. I leave my truck there for, you know, be like, yeah, I'm thinking about trading this in.
They'll know.
Give me the
they be knowing.
Man.
Some people they know when you're trying to waste their time.
That sounds like is it either racist?
No, it ain't got nothing to do with race.
Yeah, y'all the black man, y'all won't
this
give
this lady
us a
was comment. Black. That's what I'm saying. It ain't got nothing to do with race. They just be knowing. Like some, like my cousin, he been doing it for like 17 years.
Yeah.
So he, you know, they be knowing, like, oh, man, they lying.
They be thinking. They don't really. I mean, it's
like you could tell when somebody doing a spin on you, trying to spin
sometimes
you.
Sometimes you can't
on business when they trying to, yo, just do a shoot and do the shoot for the free, and I'll come back.
Yeah, sometimes
on the,
you can tell. Yeah.
They be knowing. They be knowing. Mm-hmm. But yeah. So I was happy about that.
Word.
But that was it, man. That's how I ended my week. On that. But I'm gonna tell you this though. At my job, every Saturday, they cater lunch.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's Marco's, they'll have all this pizza for us. Or sometimes they'll go to what's the sandwich place right there on Palmetto?
We had that the other day. On Groucho's?
Groucho's. That sometimes they'll do Groucho's. Last week they did Groucho's and different places. So yesterday they did Chick-fil-A, right?
Yeah.
And so when they do Chick-fil-A, they do the cater box. They got got a sandwich, a bag of chips, a cookie, and then a mint. And you know, they have like the regular chicken sandwiches, a whole bunch of them in there, the spicy, and then they have a couple boxes of the nuggets and whatever, right? So I love that day. Cause I'ma get mine. I'ma get me two boxes.
Oh.
I'm getting two boxes.
For real?
Yeah. I'ma get me one box, put it up, go get the other box,
and eat
it now.
Yeah.
When I get off, I got food for the crib.
They think it's the one from earlier.
Yeah. Well, they don't know because I got one put up. Yeah. By that time, it's night.
When you're walking through, that's your lunch from earlier.
Yeah. Slick. But I put it in, guy. You know what I'm saying? But some people, they'll go in the boxes while they're in there and just put a whole bunch of chicken sandwiches in their box.
In one box?
And take their chips out and put their chips in a box. So it's boxes with extra chips, boxes with extra cookies.
Oh.
Yeah, man. They you know.
See, man, I never trust a car salesman. Never.
You act like this all car salesmen that do it, though.
Nah, man, that's salesman trickery.
No, it's technicians that doing it, too.
Nah, that's trickery, man. Nah. Anybody working a car lot, I don't trust them.
You don't got to. Where you going to get your car from? Carvana?
Yo,
you got to come see me.
All that trickery y'all got going on, y'all the kings of trickery.
Nah, some of them is, though, like that other dealership. But we don't get down like that, am I? Not on the people. Not on the people.
Yeah,
we don't
man.
Get down like that on the people. But yeah. I love Saturdays because I get to eat free.
Oh, word. That's dope.
Free is the best thing for me.
Man.
What about you, man? Your week?
I didn't do too much, man.
Just school stuff?
Yeah, I was tired. It was hot it was hot all week.
The first part of the week.
All week it was hot.
It cooled down.
In between them rains.
It cooled down Friday. Friday was pretty nice, right?
And towards the end of the day.
Toward the end of the day, because it did run, yeah.
Yeah, once around 3:30, it kind of cooled off.
Mm-hmm.
But, last night was nice.
Yeah, all day yesterday was nice.
76.
All day,
I was out till probably like 3:30, 4 o'clock.
In the morning. What you was out doing?
Man, my family had a party.
Oh, okay. See, you took all you said family.
Yeah.
And that took all my steam away because I was going to be like, what's a man who got a lady at the house, lady live at the house doing that 3 in the morning?
Hey, man, I could have got a pass.
Could have. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Nah, but the family had a get together, all white, and we did good.
Everybody?
I say we as a people, we did good.
Why you say we did good?
Because, you know, sometimes you got the people that just stopped by, they ain't got all white on.
Oh, everybody stuck the protocol.
Yeah, except one guy.
Who was it?
I got to check and see who he is again.
On what side of the family?
Other side.
The lady that live in your house family?
Yeah, her side.
It wasn't my man, was it? It wasn't the homie.
Nah, it wasn't nobody I can't really put my finger on exactly who he is.
Oh, you don't know him like that?
Nah, he had like blue pants on. Yeah,
what color shirt he had on?
White, but the blue pants kind of threw
what
it
color
off.
Shoes?
White.
25% off. He was 75% all white then, right?
Yeah.
Well, really 33 and a third.
He was 50.
Oh, he was 50?
Yeah, because his sneakers are like blue and white, I think.
Oh.
He's 50-50.
What race is he?
He's us.
I mean, he ain't
it's
like,
our family.
He ain't Haitian or nothing.
Nah.
Because Haitians got all white pants. Haitians and Dominicans,
that's
they
what
got
I'm
some
saying,
white
like,
pants.
Like, I think everybody have.
Nah, everybody don't. If you Haitian or Dominican, you got some white pants.
Yeah, he threw it off.
Damn, he threw the whole look.
And
was
he
noticeable? Was he in a picture?
Of course, they was flicking it up.
I mean, like, was he? Hey, yo, was he?
What, flicking it up?
I don't know. It's just seem kind of.
Yeah, nah. Take it easy, nah, man.
That's not a good.
That's
not
it.
A good,
that's not
a good
one. Yeah.
Okay.
That was a reach.
Okay. All right. I'll take that. I mean, like, you know, like, you take the group pictures and some people fall in the back.
Oh, yeah.
Is he in the front
in
the group pictures?
I got to check because there was so many people taking pictures. I got a funny story, too, about last night.
Tell me.
All right. Last night, you know, I'm not going to say the name of the DJ, but you probably know who he is.
Shout out to Phenom.
Not Phenom. I'm not going to say the name.
Shout out to Teddy.
Nope. It's an older guy because, you know, older crowd.
Shasi. Shout out to Shasi.
Yep, older crowd.
DJ Fox.
So.
You didn't want to tell me to guess. You just wanted me to guess.
Nah, I didn't want you to
shout
guess.
Shout out to DJ Fox. I had to scream on DJ Fox one time, too.
Yeah, so when you said Phenom, I was going to say, because you know that's his uncle.
Shit. Yeah. That's how I screamed on Phenom and DJ Fox one time. But I'll tell my story after your story. Shout out to Phenom. That's the homie.
Yeah, I think he got an attitude problem.
Oh, Fox?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, because he's been DJing so long, he think he know everything about everything.
That's what it is. This is the first time I was really talking to him.
Uh-huh.
Like, he had a little side piece, little lady sitting up there with him while he was DJing. You know, so.
Maybe that was his wife.
Yeah, it could have been. Could have been. So. one of the family members, a famous DJ. DJ from De La Soul.
Oh, one of your family members?
Yeah, Maceo.
Okay.
So he was like.
Where was this? Maceo was there?
Yeah, he's here now.
He here in South Carolina?
Yeah, he's here.
You interviewing him?
No, I ain't. He don't do too many interviews. I ain't get into the interviews with him.
Damn.
He at the house, though.
He a legend.
Yeah, he's at the house.
At your house?
Yeah, you want to come by?
Hell yeah.
After I finish recording.
No, you know who really want to. Bring him by my house.
Why?
So he can be Jones? On Jones Show.
I don't know if he.
See. Run the water, feel his temperature. See
I
what
see,
he said.
I see.
Jones will probably nut up. He find
for
Maceo.
Real?
De La Soul, nigga?
Yeah.
Maceo?
I thought you knew.
No, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Your 6 degrees is crazy, my nigga. Your 6 degrees is crazy.
So listen.
Okay, I'm sorry.
All right, nah, you good. So, all right, he plays. When you're a DJ, you got, like, in that era, you got a song that's guaranteed to get people out on the ground, on the floor. Well, I guess he thought this was the song. He put it on. You know what song it is.
Step in the Name of Love?
Nah, Boots on the Ground Right Now.
Oh, Right Now. I got you.
You put that anytime, any club right now, they're going to get out there and dance.
I guess.
So he got out. You put it on there. Two people got out. It was cold. Nobody, you know, nobody dancing, nobody moving.
Sometimes you got to build up to that.
Yeah. So listen, he plays that. You know, he got a couple people. Then he goes back into like a little slump again. Like, you know,
he reaching.
It's almost sounding like background music while people eating. You know, they don't play that much good stuff.
Yeah.
But we finish eating.
Oh, he trying to give him his best and nobody feeling it.
Yeah. So he ended up playing it three times and like. 40 minutes.
He ain't got no more. He got to hang up. He got to hang up the turntable.
It was over. So Maceo was like, you know, he went. He had his book bag with him. He went up there, talked to him. Yo, can I get on for a few minutes? Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, he killed it.
Got up there, brought a little. He even had a little speaker for his monitor and all that, hooked up. So while I'm standing there, I'm talking to the DJ. I'm saying, hey man, you know who this is? He's like, yeah, they said some hip hop guy. I was like, hip hop guy. I said. This is Maceo. This is De La Soul Pluck 3. That's him. Oh, yeah. But he gonna learn he can't play like that down here because the people, they want to hear the whole song.
What?
So when he said that, because he was throwing shade, I guess he don't know how close he is to me, like he's real family. So I gradually walks off. And the crowd is, we all New Yorkers.
Yeah.
So... He's in there playing, you know, remixed songs and blends and stuff like that. So people start to move.
Yeah.
He started playing house.
Oh, and they moving, they dancing.
My daughter's up there. She's
I saw the video.
Yeah,
I've never seen your daughter, but she was getting it on that video. I saw that. She was doing her feet. She was doing her feet and everything. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, she was remixing it and all.
Yeah, yeah, she rocked that. If your daughter don't listen, yeah, she crushed that, bro.
So, you know, the end of the night, he's walking around, you know, packing up around him. Like taking chords out of the back while it's still playing.
And wow.
So they had some words at the end. So I was like, damn, that nigga really, really was hating. I mean, if a star like that wanted to, you know, use my equipment for a minute or just get on my set.
Yeah.
Sure. He sat there for the rest of the night and got paid. And he was sour.
He
was sour at the end of the night. But, you know, it reminded me of... for the watchers on YouTube.
Yeah, go ahead.
So it reminded me of Cadillac Records when the guy wanted to use the other guy's guitar. He's like, "You gonna cut my head off with my own guitar?"
Not Muddy Waters.
Muddy Waters. Yeah. So it reminded me of that. But it was a good night, you know.
Yeah. This probably was like 20 years. Oh, yeah, it was over 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a softball team. We was young. We were starting to team up or whatever. At the time, I was like DJing still, but I didn't DJ our party. We threw a party.
Yeah.
Raised money. So they got him. I was like, man, I don't know why y'all got that old dude, man. He might mess it up. Matter of fact, I think Blaze was like on DJ at a club that night, so he couldn't do it. So they got him. So I told him, I was like, hey, don't play none of
don't
that line
no
music. Don't play none of that line music, bro. Like, we young. We ain't with that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Play straight up hip hop. You can throw a little bit of R&B. But none of that shit. Man, this nigga started playing, and like you said, like Boots on the Ground was but I think he started playing like Electric Slide or something like that. This was before Cupid Shuffle came out.
God.
Man, I went up there and Ross was DJing. Phenom was DJing. Yeah. I was like, man, nigga, didn't I tell you not to play that? And I didn't know it was him at the time, you know, because I didn't know. So, you know what I'm saying? He switched the song, whatever, started playing some hip hop, whatever, because that's who we was. We were young like that, you know what I'm saying? So years later, Phenom was like, man, B, I don't know if you remember this, but you done screamed on me before. I knew you was Angry B back then. I was like, what are you talking about? He was like, I DJ'd your team party. I was with my uncle, and I started playing something. Man, you came up there so fast. I was like, oh, shit. Now, I wouldn't scream on him now.
Nah, he was fight now.
He big. No, yeah, this nigga big now. Excuse me, sir. We didn't ask you to play that. That's how I'd be now.
Can you just turn that down, please?
Yeah. Could you play another selection, sir? But yeah. Shout out to all of the good. But shout out to you, your family, man.
Yeah.
You got legends in the family. Why didn't you ever mention that?
I mean, it's every day, I guess. Like I said, there's a lot of people that, you know, either related to us or connected to us there in the middle.
You just forgot to mention that or something?
Nah, it just never came up.
We literally did a show about, top fives. I mean, not top fives.
Six degrees,
yeah.
Yeah, but that never came up. It never came up that.
That to use
who,
him?
Who he is, like, to go through him.
Okay. I guess. Shout out to your family.
I mean, there's a lot of people like I know or, you know, came across.
He still related. Didn't they just do something? No, they...
The album.
They just did an album, right? Oh, their album had an anniversary.
Well,
like last year? And then they finally got all this stuff on streaming.
2 years ago. Oh, it probably was 2 years ago. 2 years ago, all their stuff got released again because... It wasn't on no streaming platform.
I don't think it was 2 years ago. I think it was more recent than that. I think it was last year.
I think it was two. I think the only reason I think it was two because I went and got the album and I got the cassettes and stuff like that. So I went and put it all together.
I know one of the craziest, but cultural things, it was in like maybe last 4 or 5 years, they were on Teen Titans. You see that episode?
No.
So Teen Titans was doing a thing about like, they used like one of the villains, they went to like a distant planet, a music planet or whatever, and they were doing a thing about like basically, it was about owning the rights of your music or whatever.
Yeah.
And they had De La Soul on there.
Oh,
and they like was like hint hint because they was going through like a fight with their music too. But this was like 4 or 5 years ago or whatever. But and they had them on that episode. Word. Yeah, check that out though. Yeah.
Yeah, they were like the first hip hop group that kind of like got hit so hard with about the samplings.
Oh,
Three
yeah.
3 Feet High and Rising is the album. And that album was so big, they end up, you know, like, they got attacked for that album. Like,
oh, because they sampled so much?
Yeah, all the samples on that thing.
But yeah, it's on, they finally put it on streaming.
Yeah, it's on all streaming platforms. And you can also go buy, you know, they repressed the albums.
Oh. How many you bought, like 7?
No, I got one. I got the...
You get it signed? Mm-mm. What are you doing?
I'm telling you, I know. I
you don't think like that?
Nah, I don't be thinking about it. Because it's every day. Like, it's everyday stuff. To me, I don't. I might stop by the vault and
get him to show him the vault. Yeah, he been to your studio?
Nah.
What you been doing here? Eating Angry Chicken or something?
Nah, like? They been hanging out at the house, man. I've been home, chilling out, sleep.
Well, I mean, what he been doing? Like this his first time down here?
You been to the house, right? The big house. You've been out in the country.
Yeah.
Well, they stay up and party all night, man.
Oh.
When I say all night, the kids is running through there. All right. Yesterday, was it yesterday? Day before yesterday, I walked in. I was there probably, as soon as I walked in, I seen, you know, kids. Oh, you got bigger. I recognize, you know.
Yeah.
So I walked around. Hey. It's probably like 30 people I'm heying to.
Uh-huh.
I walked in every single room. Well, an hour later, I'm still seeing people I didn't see when I came in. That's how many people's in the house.
Wow.
I mean, at least 40 to 50 people scattered in the house.
In the house.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
So, but they be there all night, you know, having fun. They was doing that Thursday. He got here like Thursday. So they started.
He stayed with you from Thursday?
Nah, he stayed there Thursday night, like all night. But they got Airbnb.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
Word.
That's they probably, what's up. They probably there this morning for breakfast and stuff.
Like yeah. Like y'all be cooking up some shit, boy.
Yeah, they do. They do.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Shout out to having legendary legendary family members.
Shout out to the DJ, man. That's all.
Shout out to the
DJ. He don't understand. Like, he could have got, like, it could have went bad. Because they was really.
They paid words. Y'all. Who hired him?
My mother-in-law.
Oh, she been living here for a while.
No, she hired him through another DJ in the area.
Oh, because they was booked or something?
No, she came to me. He knows DJ, so I was like, you know what? Let him, you know, pick who he's going to pick, and he picked him. I thought it was going to be good for the ratio to other ages. But
at some point, it
fell through.
He pulled up in that old van.
I think it was too many New Yorkers in there.
I don't think that's it. I think he just didn't know how to do it. Because it's a way you can get everybody up for boots on the ground. You just got to build up to it.
It was probably one person in the building with a fan. And she couldn't wait.
Oh, she was ready.
She couldn't wait.
By herself.
Before the song came on.
Oh, she was just walking around doing it.
She was ready. But everybody else was like, where's the food? But...
Y'all look nice. I did see that video. Thank you, yeah, I saw that video.
I'm gonna put a video together. Today.
So you videoed your daughter doing the dance?
Yeah.
Damn.
Because she surprises me. Because a lot of times, you know, she's a dance major. So
no, I didn't know that. Thank you for telling us.
she teaches also.
Oh, she teaches.
Yeah.
Dang, that's what's up.
Yeah, yeah. So she did usually an event like that. She won't really get in the circle.
Something just had a.
It was moving her. The music was moving.
De La was playing.
Yeah, he was playing.
Plug 3 was
he
playing.
He was.
Maceo.
He was like, yo. You know, laughing. He kept it going. Like that.
Do you know what? I should have known there wasn't no DJ from around here.
Why?
Because they don't really play house music like that.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
They do some line shit to that. To that.
They remixed all them house songs.
Yeah.
That song that was on the video, Follow Me,
uh-huh.
That's a big boost in the ground one.
Yeah. And they do that, but they do a like a little round of club line thing with that one. So yeah. She better be glad she stepped out and start doing that in the circle before the motherfucker start strolling.
Like a college stroll.
Fraternity. Yeah, but shout out to your family, man. That's what's up, all white.
Yeah, it was
cocaine.
Nice. They end up. And all my stuff fit. You know, it was last minute.
Oh, you had some stuff in the vault.
I didn't try nothing on until like a couple. Nah, I brought some.
Oh, you bought some?
Yeah, I didn't try it until like a couple days, you know, a couple hours before.
But was it like you bought it a size down because you've been watching?
Nah, I ordered it online. So I looked at the reviews and it said true fits. So I got by with it.
You had no baggy extra bag in this, did
no,
you?
No, it was straight. It was shorts and, you know, shirt.
You love a short now. You love a short.
Summertime, baby.
We got an email.
Okay.
From the homie B-Mac. Shout out to B-Mac.
Word.
He says, quick thought. Yo, Tracee Ellis Ross casting her Charlotte's Web traps out should be discussed. She's a menace. Don't think for one second that she don't have a 25 to 38 year old nigga rotation in that Pilates Kegel grip. She was the last pitch I saw her. She had a blue dress on. Yes, she was like turned around.
Yes, she did. Yeah, front and back view.
Yeah, yeah. Like she had some side boob going on.
Yeah.
Her post is showing that she's getting busy, nigga. No hit. Matter of fact, it was something that said this who Shannon Sharp should be with or something like that. That's what the post said.
I didn't read the post. I just saw the picture.
Yeah, I saw the picture. Yeah. he said no hate for me at all. I just know what it looks like when the cougar's out hurting, per what I was informed about women post menopause. They thump hard. Yeah, they do.
I should have put her on my list. You remember we did a top five, might have been like female crushes.
Oh, celebrity crushes? Crush type John?
Yeah, she could have went on the list.
Oh, yeah. Corey was on that one too. I mean, she did that list. She did that list too. He said, a homie told me about his encounter with a 53-year-old woman. Long story short, after she was done with him, he went in her shower. Denzel tears fell from his eyes. He said, God damn, take care and be careful, fellas. Yeah, them older women, boy, they got a motor on them now.
I don't know nothing.
They got
about
an older, they got a motor on them. They do. Yeah, they do. But yeah, man, we got a couple stories that happened this week. One early thing that happened early in the week.
Hey man, let the people know that we are gonna have a show next week for top five on Wednesday.
Not next week, this week.
This week.
We'll get to that when we get to it. Yeah.
Yeah, just sure.
Oh Lord. That threw me off. One thing that happened earlier this week, it was a earthquake in Russia. 8.8. It was bad or whatever.
That's a mover. That's a shaker.
Yeah, it was literally. And people were saying they were worried about tsunamis in like Hawaii and in the West Coast.
Yeah.
They were saying like it was some kind of road that cut through Oprah property, and there was reports that Oprah had her road closed off and people couldn't go and through her road or whatever, but they said that was a lie, whatever. But it was they did get a little tsunami in Hawaii and California, but I didn't see where any people died or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was 8.8. I saw like a video of like an elementary school in Russia that like fell or whatever, but
you know what? We haven't been hearing a lot of I'm not going to say that, cuz what was it? Floods that we had recently?
Yeah. Couple weeks ago.
Yeah, but before that, I can't remember too many
around here
things that have been going on, like, you know, like earthquakes and stuff like that. Do they have like an earthquake season or something like that? I mean, like, when the last time you heard about an earthquake besides what, last year or the year before in New York?
Nah, it was one in South Carolina. Yeah, not too long
here
ago.
The one in New York came here, it was here too.
No, but I mean, this was one like they have them all the time in like the Elgin area.
Mm-hmm.
They have them all the time there.
Oh, word.
Yeah, they be like light, you know what I'm saying? But they do have them, whatever. I want to say it was like a couple months ago I heard of one, but our weather season ain't came yet. Our weather season about to come, hurricane season.
Yeah, hurricane season.
Yeah, I think that's about to pop up. So yeah, that was something that happened early this week. This nigga said, what is it? Earthquake season? Earthquake. That might be the name of the episode, my nigga.
Man, I can't go to the tropics because it's earthquake season.
Oh yeah, one thing we didn't talk about is what we watched this week. What you watched this week, man?
Man, I ain't watched too much. I think I caught up on BMF.
Okay. I didn't finish the last episode.
What happened at the beginning of it? You remember?
The girl, Purdy, she was trying to, she went to rehab and she escaped rehab. And
Quiet. Never mind. I didn't see it then.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that happened in that
one. I didn't see that then.
Quiet.
I did do one more episode of The Studio.
Oh, okay. Hell, you should be about finished, right?
Nah, that might be it. I'm not watching no more.
Oh, really?
It's too slow.
I tell you, it's a different kind of funny, man. It's a different kind of humor.
It's funny, but it's so slow to get to that funny. It's like, it's not, it don't have the punches like Curvy Enthusiasm. Curvy Enthusiasm, every other line is a punch, like something's funny.
Yeah, it ain't happen.
This is more story, joke, story.
It's not joke. Like a sitcom, though, which is, you know what I'm saying, but I think it's more so like kind of showing a little bit of the inside of the industry type shit.
Yeah. I think if they put more funny in it, it'll be a success.
I think it is a success.
You think so? I ain't heard nothing about it besides us.
A lot of them shows be, like I heard about it somewhere else though, but a lot of them shows that on them Apple TV shows.
I was going to say Apple, yeah.
They be hits and, you know, the average person don't hear about it because this one show I just started watching on there. I probably won't finish watching it because it's in no disrespect to the Hawaiians or whatever, but it's like in their language, whatever language, Polynesian or whatever they speak over there.
Okay.
In Hawaii, like their native language. Mm-hmm. And it's like about, like, supposed to happen like the 1800s or something. So like Jason Momoa and the guy that played his daddy on Aquaman and it's a lot of those people. It's one lady in there. She's like fatty. No, it's called That's C.
This is another one.
This is about, it's called Chief of War. Okay. That's an Apple TV show too, but it's just a lot of reading. You gotta read everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And they ain't hardly got no clothes on. You know, the men got the loincloths on, so you see the backside, they rump out.
So you sit and really watch it?
Yeah. I watched like part of it, the first episode.
I was going to say, because I know a lot of times you'll watch a movie or show and it kind of just be on while you're doing something else.
While I'm playing the game. I can't get into
that
like
that. On this
And I don't know if I got the time to not be doing two things at the same time. So, yeah, I watch it. I have it on like I'm washing dishes or folding clothes or something. But this one, but if y'all like that kind of shit, you know. It looked good. All the Apple TV shows look good.
Apple TV be having some shit.
Yeah, yeah.
That that Friends and Neighbors, that was good.
Mm-hmm.
That was good.
Mm-hmm. I think Samuel Jackson show, something with Ptolemy Gray.
With the girl?
I don't know if a girl is in it, but he's going through the early stages of dementia.
And it was the girl from, I think that's it. Yeah, it got to be it. The girl from... Damn, what show was that? I told you she worked with Spike Fee on Joker.
Oh, isn't that Dominique something?
Yeah, I think
and so. And she was on Flatbush Misdemeanors.
Flatbush Misdemeanors, the niece.
Yeah.
That one?
I can't remember if she's on. I just know he's going through dementia. I only watched like the first couple episodes and it was kind of, I couldn't really watch it because... I just didn't want to see. I couldn't watch that shit.
Okay,
yeah. It was kind of depressing.
Okay, I got it. Oh, yeah. This ain't it then. It's a different one.
Yeah, this one he like old. All his mail is like piling up, but he's alleged. He's supposed to have like a lot of money in the bank, but he living kind of foul because he's just old or whatever. But
I'm gonna have to check. I wonder if that's the same one.
It's like the Life of Ptolemy Gray or something like that. The P is silent.
The P is silent.
Yeah, because it's spelled PTOMLEY, something like that. Yeah, but that show, that's on Apple TV. That was good. Then, like you said, C is another good one that's on there. Let's see what else I watched. The Shy. I ain't finished that one yet.
Why is it still on, man? Is it almost over?
I saw people say it was the season finale.
Oh.
Yeah. Like you said, BMF. I've been watching Snowfall.
Oh, you restarted it?
Yeah. I started it last week, which I mentioned on the show, but you don't listen to the show. Flatbush Misdemeanors.
Yeah.
But Snowfall is good, man. The acting, like the same thing with it was another show we said. Oh, the same thing with Studio.
Yeah.
The acting is real good. Mm-hmm. The writing is real good. When they hit them lines. You know what I'm saying? It's good writing. That's what I like on shows. Even though it is kind of, like you said, it is kind of slow, but.
It's definitely a show to watch at night.
Hmm.
That's, you know, certain shows give you that vibe of like late night watch before you go to bed or while you're laying down or something like
that. Yeah, because it ain't really like suspenseful or nothing like that to keep you up. Yeah. It's real laid back. Yeah. But yeah. You ain't watching nothing else?
Nah, man. I don't think I've seen anything else.
Now, I meant to ask you a couple weeks ago, have you watched any of the blockbuster movies that came out over the past few weeks?
Not yet.
You ain't watched none of them?
I've been waiting for it to come.
Jurassic Park?
Nope.
You ain't watched that?
Superman? Nope.
Didn't watch that?
Nah, not yet.
Not even Fantastic Four?
Nope, not yet.
All trash.
Shut up, man. I tell you, don't tell me about the Superman one.
Oh, okay. My bad. I mean, that's my opinion.
I know, man. My bad.
I ain't telling you no plot.
All right, so Fantastic Four. wait.
What?
Compared to the last one with Michael B. Jordan.
I didn't like the last one.
A lot of people didn't like the last one, but I liked the last one.
I didn't like it. So the Fantastic Four is just too comic booky.
That's the thing. That's what messes Superman up, probably.
Nah, not even that. Like the early Marvel stuff, it was still kind of like almost like real.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah, I said the same thing to somebody yesterday about the Superman. I said, yeah, it was more realistic. It was like, what? It's all a comic book. I was like, no, it's a difference.
Yeah, it's like the way they set up like Iron Man and Captain America back then. Yeah. And now the superhero movies, like these niggas fly in and they can go into other dimensions with just a ring on their hand. And it kind of just, it take away the like, this could happen.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like
the realism, the in our earth.
Yeah.
It's and, like,
oh, go ahead.
I was gonna say it's like the Batman, the first Batman's compared to the Dark Knight
series.
It's totally different.
Yeah.
I wish they would stick with the realistic ones.
But I think they feel like, it's kind of like everything, right? Like you make $1 billion. Like even Black Panther was. To me, Black Panther was a little bit too superhero comic booky with the stuff they was doing.
The second one or the first
one? The first one.
See, I didn't like the second one.
The second one was, I think I've only watched that one or two times, but the first one, like, his vehicle was invisible, and he jumped out the sky and went down. But
he was doing that in an urban area.
I mean, they was doing it in, like, the opening scene, they was doing it, like, in Africa.
No, but like the urban area, like when they went to the Bronx or wherever they went.
They went to
basketball,
Oakland. Yeah.
So like, when they doing that in those areas, I'm cool with it.
Well, I'm saying like, it don't seem as real as Iron Man flying in a suit. That's technology. His technology, their technology is so far advanced to where it just don't seem like it's that close to where we are. Like, even though the themes and the stuff of the movie was cool, like they got a whole force field over their whole country that make it invisible. Like it was hard to like make that believable. But the Dark Knight seemed like that could happen.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
It was just people working underground with regular bombs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Regular fights.
Joker was like a schizophrenia, whatever you want to call it. Like a real person with a mental problem.
Yeah. It's certain comic book character levels that's just too high for me. Like Superman, he's just too old. He just too powerful. Like they cool and all, but
I wish they didn't do that. Yeah. And all of them are happening. All of them are moving like that.
Yeah, because, like, but what I was going to say was like, everything gets like that. Like let's say like you got a company and this year your company make $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
Next year you want to make $1,005,000. You know what I'm saying? You always trying to do something to make more money. And that's the way they feel like they got to make more money is
to change it.
To change it and make it like put more action into the more shooting, the more flying, the more this or that. And
yeah.
Then eventually that you just kill it. Like Jurassic Park. The first Jurassic Park was amazing.
Yeah, it was.
The second one was, and then now they making their own dinosaurs with mixed up DNA that do this, that, and the third. And it's super big and it's just like, nigga look like the alien off of Aliens. Like
that's probably the same reason I don't like the Godzillas. None of the Godzillas that came out like.
I go into Godzilla thinking like they don't want us to be believable because he's shooting lasers. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know Godzilla. Like, I don't know. It's just some of them like. You go into it knowing that this is not supposed to be our world, like
yeah,
you know what I'm saying. But it was I ain't really like the Godzillas, really, like not for storyline.
They didn't put out a good one that I would like that I liked so far yet.
Maybe the one with Samuel Jackson. Wasn't he in one?
Yeah, I think so.
A couple years ago,
it wasn't rememberable.
The one with the old boy from the Shire.
It doesn't matter.
But yeah, speaking of Dark Knight and Snowfall. So you know the guy that played Dr. Pavel in the Dark Knight?
Oh yeah. He died.
Yeah, he died earlier this week. See,
I didn't bring it up because I didn't think you would kind of.
No, he played Avi in Snowfall. So
he played
Avi in Snowfall. He played in a lot of other stuff too. London Has Fallen. Real good actor. Alan. How you say his last name?
Abutbol.
Yeah, say he died on the beach in I think he was in Israel or something like that. But yeah, he died on the beach. Only 60 years old, man.
Dang.
Yeah.
You got to, since we're watching it on YouTube right now, if you're listening.
Okay. I hate when you say that.
You got a Bane voice?
Of course.
Go ahead.
See, you put me on the spot. One of my favorite scenes in movies, period, when he told a dude, like, he's like, I gave you tons of money. He's like, you think this gives you power over me? I like in the early scene when he was like, so what's your next move? He's like, crashing this plane. Yeah, I got
that's the part too. Look.
It was. Yeah. And when he told Batman, he's like, you think, dog, this is your ally?
I was born in it.
Molded by it. By the time I was born. Yeah, I got me a Bane voice. I got a heavy Bane voice.
Hey, but you know what? I didn't like Bane's voice when it first came out.
For real?
Yeah.
Why?
Like, I was like, why is it so, why is it so thick? Like.
The accent or just the sound of it?
It was like real. It sounded like a microphone was in his mask.
Yeah, like
I know he was talking through the mask, but it just sounded.
But nah. I the only thing about it that I don't like is you can tell like that's not really him in the mask talking. Like they did the voice. Yeah. They had to do the voiceover for it. That's the only thing I don't like. But it just come through so thick.
That's what it is.
Yeah,
see, it comes through so thick. I couldn't put it together
in the audio or whatever. But yeah,
it's like the voiceover is. Too loud, too overpowering.
Like they didn't mix it right or something for the scene.
Yeah.
But we are initiated, Bruce. Yeah, that's my movie right there.
I was born in the darkness.
Yeah, that might be my favorite superhero movie.
And he fucked Batman up.
That first time.
Excuse the curse.
He broke his back, man.
I ain't know the last time I seen a backbreaker.
Yeah. Shout out to Avi from Snowfall. Real good actor. That's an early way to die. Early time to die. 60 years old.
60 years old?
Yeah, 60 years old, man. What else happened? So last week, right?
Oh,
I mentioned on the show about Anthony Anderson.
Yeah.
And the Lindsay Lohan
interview
or whatever. And when I put the clip out on like my social media, whatever, and people was inboxing me like, what did he say? What did he say or whatever? So I had to send it to a bunch of people, like, you know what I'm saying? They was like, they didn't believe it or whatever. But the backlash kind of got to him, not from me, but just from the internet, period.
It just happened.
Yeah, and he made a statement. It said he's, I found an article that said, well, he's voicing regret over a...
he got the hand on it.
On the leg. Yeah, that's bad. Yeah. And she was 17 and said he was 33 at the time.
I got an explanation for that. Go ahead, though.
So I'm going to read this. I say in a clip from a 2003 episode of The Sharon Osbourne Show that has spread on X in recent days, the Blackish star spoke with a then 17-year-old Lohan, who told the comedian that she recently bought a place with her friend Raven Simone. Mm-hmm. Anderson remarked that both of you are beautiful women. Why would you say that to a 17-year-old?
Go ahead. That's a girl. Go ahead.
And asked, what gentleman would be at the new pad with you and Raven? I'm just talking about parties, get-togethers. Lauren said she did not have a boyfriend, leading Anderson to exclaim, she's single but looking. The Freaky Friday star then shot back, but I'm illegal for people that are old.
They would use the name of the movie in that spot right there.
So check this out. They're coming out with a new Freaky Friday movie right now. I wonder if that was...
Is it set up?
It's too coincidental. Life is full of coincidences.
It was Diddy-ish, and then it was Freaky, and then, like I said, when in that article, they used them right after the same sentence as they were talking about it.
But I think Freaky Friday might be her biggest movie, though. But they do that.
Okay.
They do that. You know, they say the Hot and Her rapper... such and such and such did this, that, and the third. So maybe that's it. Or maybe it's just a, you know, play on the Freaky Friday, like you said.
Yeah, I guess.
He said, well, you know, some men like them young. We ain't going to mention no names, but I'm one of them.
Oh.
Your face said it all. It said, as the clip made rounds online, a representative for Anderson 54 addressed the remarks in a statement provided to Entertainment Weekly and People. Said he's hospitalized on after an onset fight. Says this interview was clearly intended as comedy. He regrets if the humor was in poor taste and maintains the utmost respect for Lindsay. Any implication to the contrary is both inaccurate and potentially defamatory. That's not the good state. The statement you should say.
So I got.
You about to defend this nigga?
It's not really a defense. It's more of a could be, or I understand a little bit.
Your 17-year-old daughter.
No. I'm not defending that at all.
All right, let's hear it.
But I'm just saying, maybe, you know, all right, say you've been on a podcast before.
One or two.
Sometimes you just want to say a funny joke. And you said funny jokes in front of kids before, right? You know, sometimes it just ain't that one. It's like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have said that, but it was too late.
I have said some jokes that maybe didn't hit.
Or a joke that was kind of meant for an adult, but you said it to a young kid.
I've never said a joke for a young kid in front of a young kid.
Not in that way, though. Hold on.
No, what I'm saying, sexualizing a young kid.
Yeah, not like that.
I might have said like something, not knowing the kid was there. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And then have like, oh shoot, my bad, or you know what I'm saying. But I never made a joke like, we like them young.
No. Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying? No,
but I mean, like, you know, when you talk to a kid, hey man, I know you got plenty of girlfriends at the school. You know?
I never do that.
Nah,
I never do that. I never do that to little boys, and I definitely don't do that to little girls. That they'd be like, oh, I know you got a lot of girlfriends. Are you gonna have a lot of boyfriends? She gonna be bad when she grow up.
Like, nah, I don't.
I don't say no shit like that. Like, all of that shit is in the same realm. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, just let the kid be a little kid. Like, when people be like, oh, I know he got a lot of girlfriends. Like,
what do you think?
He look good? You think he look good as a kid? Like, come on, man. He just a kid.
Now, I do it to boys. Man, you ain't got no girlfriend, man. Get out of here. You, where your girlfriend at? You know, I don't.
Because check this out. This is what that does to a little kid, a little boy.
What do you think?
The little boy is not thinking about a girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
He might not be thinking about a girlfriend. He want to play his video game. Mm-hmm. play Roblox, whatever, whatever. Now the older dude saying, oh, you ain't got no girlfriend. Now I got to get a girlfriend.
You got to get a girlfriend.
Now that putting getting a girlfriend on his mind.
I see it in your way too. I see it in your vision. But and that, and at that, the same time, it's, I think that's what happened on this. It was more of a, he was trying to be too funny, too playfully, and it just came off the wrong way. Not came off the wrong way, because what he said was a dud.
It's a dud.
He shouldn't have said that shit.
I feel you on trying to like.
I'm not cleaning it up, but I'm just giving a different scenario of it.
I feel you on being like, maybe he could have been this or could have been that.
Yeah.
Because I be doing that with people too. Like, even like with the, even like in the beginning of like the Diddy shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, man, maybe it was this, that, and the third.
Yeah.
You just don't want these people, you know what I'm saying, to be out there just saying this, like, because like, how do you not think about the, like, how it looks? You know what I'm saying? How it sounds saying that to a girl that's underage.
Yeah, I get you. I got you.
And the fact that she had to say, like, she knew where he was going with that joke. She knew it early because she was like, but I'm illegal, though. That should have
deaded it all. Deaded it right there. He should have been like, oh, no. He should have heard the pedals going.
He could have flipped it and was like, yeah, because... Yeah, she illegal, y'all, because
I'll come and get you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He could have flipped it right there.
Yeah.
And that could have changed the whole thing. But for him to be like, I'm one of them.
It was like, he still was in the, I got you. I got you.
Even like back in the day, they would have like countdowns for like when Miley Cyrus or Lindsay Lohan or the Olsen twins, when they turned 18, they had countdowns.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
Catch Me Outside Girl.
They had that for her, too?
Man, she hit millions that first 12 o'clock, she did, 12-01. We talk about it on the show.
Yeah, she did. She set up OnlyFans. Right there. Yeah.
That's crazy. I mean, I got girls at the house, so you know how I feel deep down.
I don't play with none of that.
But you know what?
I don't play with none of that.
Where was that interview?
It was on the Sharon Osbourne show. So
but,
I didn't know if
but
it
those
was.
Those were beds they were sitting on?
Nah.
He said in your room or some shit?
No, he said that her and.
About the house.
In the house. I guess on the set it just looked like that.
Yeah, because they were comfortable. He had his hand on her daggone leg and all of that.
Yeah, that part was crazy.
And they starting to zoom in on it all.
Yeah, they caught that too.
Yep.
Let me see. It's playing.
She is.
It's just a regular set. It's just like a big couch or whatever.
Yeah. I think he was in his moment of trying to say something funny.
Yeah.
But that shit just wasn't hitting the right way.
And then he was fat.
He's so stupid. He looked like a petty.
He just don't look cool at all. He looked corny.
Do he still got that gap?
I don't think he do.
Right?
You don't think he do. He lost weight and looked cool. Look at that. That just looked horrible.
It do.
It looked horrible.
I mean, it do because it's a freeze frame, but who knows? He might have just popped, just.
Like slap it and got it off.
That was off.
Even that. That's not like, that's a 17-year-old.
Yeah, you're right.
And we are looking at it through like.
Male.
We looking at it through 20-25 eyes. So it going to look crazy.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Even back then.
I got to show you a video too after we get out of here.
Yeah.
About old school shit that would have came on TV then but can't come on TV now.
Maybe.
Oh, man. Can I say it?
Yeah, go ahead.
It was a scene on Heat of the Night.
I saw that clip.
Oh, my. That's in it.
He said he retarded.
Oh, my God.
Nah, yeah, it just went viral. It went viral.
Oh, my God.
So the scene, can I explain it? You want to explain?
No, go ahead, man.
So it's a scene on the Heat of the Night when it's Virgil. What's the sheriff name?
I couldn't remember their names.
The white dude,
Archie Bunker.
Yeah, what's his name on there though? But anyway, it's Virgil, and they interrogating the guy, whatever, and the guy he has sex with
underage.
No, she was
17 or 16.
No. He had sex with the girl. He was like, "How could you get her pregnant?" That was Virgil. And the guy was like, "What do you mean she's 18? And then the sheriff was like, "But she's retarded."
Oh my
nigga,
gosh.
That shit was hilarious, bro.
That was what, 80s? 90s?
Maybe 90s. Maybe 90s.
That's crazy. They couldn't do that no more.
Yeah, they could.
Nah.
Yeah, they could.
Not on regular TV?
Yeah.
Retarded?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And what, put a cleanup joke behind it?
Maybe Virgil say, well, Sheriff, we don't say that no more. Real quick like that. Yeah, but
I don't know.
But she's retarded, or you know, she's mentally disabled. Back then it wasn't funny though.
Nah, it was regular, it was regular
that
was, voice.
Yeah, that was regular talk back then.
Regular talk.
Yeah, yep. Back then it wasn't funny, but
and he's Archie Bunker.
What's
he said some of the craziest stuff back in the day. He talked about blackies, the N-word. What else? Archie Bunker used to say it all.
I mean, you could. It's characters like that on TV now that talk like that. That and it's. But he did it. They did it on that show, not like being offensive though. He was the butt of the joke.
They did that on daggone Fox 5, like regular.
Yeah,
TV,
but what I'm saying is like. But I mean, George Jefferson was calling white people honky.
Honky.
You know what I'm saying?
Those days. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Those days was it was lit. Like, but like, he was saying anything.
But what I'm saying is like he wasn't like. Being like super derogatory, mm-hmm. He was the butt of the joke. Like he was the one who was misinformed. It wasn't like they was pushing that out. Like they were saying that it was his wife would be trying to like, no, you can't say that, Archie. Or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, yeah. I got
you. You know what I'm saying? His real name is Carol something.
Carol started with a C also.
Yeah, Carol.
Carol O'Connor.
Carol O'Connor. Is that the sheriff name?
I think so.
Let me see.
Yeah, all them. Shows from the 70s and 80s. That's how the Jeffersons came about. The Jeffersons was the neighbors of Archie Bunker. The black neighbors.
Yeah, his his real Carol O'Connor is his real name.
Is his real name, yeah.
Yeah. What is the his name is Chief Gillespie.
Okay.
Yeah, Bill Gillespie.
That's crazy.
Yeah, Bill Gillespie. Yeah, but she's retarded. But he was serious. But she's retarded.
Yeah, he didn't smile or nothing. It was just a
retarded is coming back though.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
They saying it on stuff, bro. I'm telling you.
The stuff they saying it on is stuff that's not regular TV,
bro. They say it on the radio in the mornings.
No,
I listen to the radio every morning. They be talking and they say retarded now. Like,
who said that? Charlamagne?
Yeah, on that show. Yeah.
I gotta see.
They be saying that now. Like certain stuff, they just.
Oh, they might do it quick. Like, man, you retarded and keep on going.
Yeah, but that's the same thing. Like, you couldn't say that, you know, a few years ago.
Nah, but yeah, man, you retarded. That's different from
he's retarded.
Talking about a person that really is mentally challenged.
You know, well, they bring it back because technically it's kind of like the same thing because retarded was like a medical term. But,
yeah, retardation.
You know what we don't say now? Nobody is fighting for it to say
what
the calling people slow. Remember, because it was like levels, like it was, you know, people went to lunch at the regular time, but then it was the slow class. You was in the slow class. You was in the, you know what I'm saying? You weren't all the way.
So you ain't hearing slow no more?
You know, people don't really say slow no more.
That's because we got so many other slangs we're talking about. Yeah, man, he get a check.
Get a check.
You know, just
all of that. Just people who got a check. Most of the time, it was slow too.
We don't even say, like full words no more. We say in the letters or crazy shit like.
Oh, you mean like the R word?
TGI Friday or TGIF. We're not even saying thank God it's Friday no more. They changing the lingo for everything.
You went back to the 90s for that one.
Yeah, that's the only one.
But you mean like the R word?
That's when it started. Like, yeah, the R word.
It's a clip.
The Boondock.
It's a clip of some white dudes. It's two white dudes on a podcast, and it was like one of the guys was saying something about, you know, saying hard ER. No, it's saying hard R or whatever. Yeah. But he didn't know what hard R meant. You know what I'm saying? he was like, yeah, I say hard R. I said it a few times or whatever. And the guy was like, hold up, what? And the guy was like, yeah, I said it, whatever. He explained. He was like, what do you think hard R means? And he was like, what do you mean? He was like, the world for
capital R.
And he was like, no, that's not what it means. So he explained to the guy, and when he started explaining to the guy with a mint, the guy's face just turned white because he was like, oh no, I did not mean that. No, that's not. Yeah. That's so funny. So for the past 5 or 10 years, he thought hard R was the word for retardation.
That's stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, it's real stupid. Real stupid. What else happened this week? Here's something that happened. You know, we love hip hop over here. Busta Rhymes. Busta Rhymes was given a Hollywood Walk of Fame. I'm kind of torn about the Hollywood Walk of Fame thing, though.
Yeah, man. I think they're buying their slots even quicker now.
Yeah.
Tell me why Busta Rhymes needed it.
I mean, I guess he's legendary as far as music.
He's legendary in a piece of music. Like it's...
I mean, everybody's legendary in a piece of music.
Nah, but he's not legendary like...
Who you think more legendary, Busta Rhymes or Keith David?
Keith David, come on.
Okay, okay.
Why would you say that?
Keith David ain't got a woo-ha.
Busta Rhymes ain't got a freaking...
What movie do Keith David got? And I love him. Love him. But what movie do Keith David got that where he's top billing?
What, like the
head? He the headliner.
Lead star?
He the lead.
He ain't got one. But, I mean.
Him and Busta Rhymes got as many leading movies as each
no,
other.
No, man. Don't do him like
I'm
that.
I'm just saying.
Don't do him like that. Busta Rhymes ain't got no dead presidents. Co-star, pre-co-star, or co-star of the co-star.
He ain't got a co-star. He not a co-star in that movie.
Who?
Keith David is on that picture with that meme of like these actors, we can't name these actors.
No, man, he is on there, but.
He on there with Hector.
Yeah, Hector.
Hector off of everything. The nigga play Hector in everything. Y'all know who we talking about,
his
too.
His name was Hector and everything, yeah. Right. Nah, man, don't do Buster. Don't do Keith David like
no,
that.
I love Keith David, but do you think he deserved to get that before Busta Rhymes?
Of course.
Why? What's Keith David's earliest movie?
Money the Boy.
You love that scene.
But that was not before Scenario. Scenario was out before then. Buster been doing it longer than Keith David.
I know you could go back. Keith David been doing it for a long time.
He maybe has, but.
Scenario, you can't ask a white person to say a verse from Scenario.
Why white people got to be the.
The barometer,
yeah.
I don't know.
It's legend, like you just said, legendary in a piece of music. Just like did Stephanie Mills get one? It was one singer that's like super black R&B 80s.
Chaka Khan?
Nah, Chaka was kind of more pop. She made it across the board, like across the It was somebody like, but it was around that same time. I don't know if it was like Stephanie Mills or somebody like that, but they got one not too long ago too. But I felt like just only black people like mess with her like that.
Why Busta Rhymes though?
I don't know, because
he paid.
Because they paid for it. But they all pay.
Yeah, they all pay a certain amount, but
I heard it was $30,000.
It's got to be offered to them though.
I don't think so.
I think so. I think they have to meet a certain criteria to get to that point. You can't say, yo, you know what? Man, I got 30. Yeah, send it to them. Tell them I want a spot.
Well, I mean, they do got to have a criteria, but I think like they people go to him like, yo, he got this, 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 and this. Let him get one.
He don't have this, this, and this, this.
Who, Busta?
Come on, man. Busta Rhymes got to be the worst hip-hop co-star in any movie.
Oh, in a movie. We're not talking about movie. We're talking about music.
Come on, you know Shaft.
Yeah.
Come on, let's go. You know, Higher Learning.
Higher Learning. Oh, I forgot he was in that. Halloween.
I liked him in Higher Learning.
Halloween 2020 or 2.0, whatever that
2.0.
was.
2.0. Come on, man.
What else he was in?
Keith Davis.
That's all. Here's the thing.
I'm glad you brought him up.
Here's the thing, though. You don't even know his name. Say it right.
I know his
name. You don't care. What is it?
Keith Davis.
It's not Keith Davis.
It's David.
You said Davis.
I'm talking fast, baby.
You don't respect the man enough to say his
name. I shook the man's hand. I talked to him about how I like him as Cuddy so much.
You seen him in that movie you was in?
Nah.
What you seen him at?
I told you I was with him in, he was a host at the Charlotte Black Film Festival.
Film Festival. Okay.
Yeah. So he had to stay there for the whole weekend. So.
And you pestered him all weekend. Every time you walked past him, he was like, Money the Boy.
I was like, yeah, Money the Boy.
Money the Boy.
I was like, me and Cuddy. No, me and Kirby.
Me and Kirby.
Me and Kirby.
That's all right.
Yeah, man. I don't know, man. I think Fat Joe need to get one before Busta Rhymes.
No, hell no. Hell no.
Tell me why.
Joe only got one super duper album that.
Yeah. Busta Rhymes, he got good albums, but
he got more.
I don't know. I'm not gonna argue it anymore.
You ain't got to. God. Email us djblazer@gmail.com.
High star.
did Busta deserve it before Fat Joe? That's what we want.
Oh, so what about the other one?
Who, Keith David?
Yeah.
You just brought up him. I'm just using that as an example.
Did Busta even
need it?
Did he deserve it?
We got,
because if we're putting hip hop artists on this thing, on this walk, Nas ain't on it yet.
Snoop got one though.
Yeah, that's different. He's a pop star.
Snoop got one. Do Nas deserve one?
Same. He deserve one more than
Busta.
Busta Rhymes.
Do Nas got a woo-ha?
Of course.
Do Nas got a what you want? You know the song with Janet Jackson?
Yeah, but come on, man.
Do Nas got a
Are you serious? Nah, I'm
talking about like songs that pop.
You just doing it for the listeners.
No. I'm serious. Like, I ain't talking about hip hop. I'm saying Busta Rhymes got, you know, Give Me Some More. Nas ain't gotta Give Me Some More.
It was written. The album.
Not like, the whole album.
What was the first album?
The only song,
Illmatic.
If I Rule the World.
Illmatic. Oh, you mean like a crossover song?
Busta Rhymes got more crossover songs than
He only got one.
Who?
I don't think that Janet Jackson one crossed over. Woo-ha might be, because, you know, that was almost some mockery for a person that's not into hip-hop to sing.
You mean the hook, but if you listen to the lyrics and the song was hot. You just don't like Busta Rhymes.
Nah, I like Busta Rhymes.
I can't tell. I think Busta Rhymes got more crossover songs than Nas.
Let's see who deserves to be on it more.
Deserve ain't got nothing to do with it. Right. Yeah, who want to pay that $30,000?
Nas got it. He just
Nas got the brand.
He over there trying to buy casinos.
What are you trying to buy a casino at?
In New York. Him and Jay-Z, they
they partners on that one?
No, I think they was trying to get two different ones.
Yeah, I know. I know Nas was trying to get one, but where at though?
Who knows?
Because I know Jay was with a group that was trying to get one in Times Square.
Okay, so then Nas is trying to get one in Brooklyn. Mm. I know it was something funny. Like, I was like, oh, why he didn't get it in Brooklyn? But Times Square would be crazy if there's a damn.
Yeah, they've been talking about that for I want to say a little over a year.
Yeah, what they said, 5,000 over 5,000 more jobs.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
The price of hotels in that area go through the roof. They already high.
A casino? God. You know how much regular walk-in traffic would be coming through there?
Yep.
Just to stop by to get cool or get out of the mayhem.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be crazy. Yeah. Oh, my God.
They have to have a lot of police for, like, the homeless and stuff.
Jay-Z would make so much money, he'd be the Tony Starks of the era. Man, he'd have them there going.
Depending on his percentage.
You're right.
Yep. Depending on his percentage.
Yeah, you're right about that.
But yeah, email us djblazer@gmail.com. Who you think deserves Hollywood Walk of Fame before Busta Rhymes? I get it. I just don't like that. I wish I would have never found out that they paid $30,000 or $25,000 for it or whatever.
We probably found out around the same time because I forgot who it was.
It was somebody. It was somebody that didn't get one. And it was a long time, and the reason why, and then it came out that another celebrity paid for it.
Oh, yeah, that was.
It was like 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah, nah, that was even, it was a female, and it was a comedian that paid for it?
I want to say it was something like that. A Snoop paid for it. It was somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they didn't get it for a long time, and then whoever it was paid for it.
Yeah, it was an R&B. R&B? Old school R&B lady.
Okay.
And I forgot, she didn't have.
Maybe it was
like
Chaka
that.
Khan then.
Nah, I think it started with an M. Mm. I couldn't tell you. It had to be last year or the year before.
No, it was a few years ago that I remember that happening. Maybe it was, I want to say, maybe around 2020.
Oh,
it was longer than 3 years.
Is that long?
Yeah, it was longer than 3 years. But it's the same one. It was a black person. They was like big in like the 80s, but you could tell they didn't really make a lot of money like that.
Yeah.
And that $30,000, and then that's when I found out, like, you know, this person came to the rescue and paid. And
I could almost see the outfit the lady was wearing.
Yeah, I can't remember who that was, though. And that's when I found out. And then after that, like, all of them just didn't. Like, because Snoop got his after that. It's a lot of, like, black people just. Ice-T got his after that.
Ice-T deserve it.
Yeah, though. He deserve it, but he still got it. And it still just don't. It just make that whole Hollywood Walk of Fame shit just seem
different.
Different, yeah.
From when we were younger.
Yeah,
when we were younger, it was like
these the most famous artists, entertainers in the world.
You know what? The famous people are changing now.
Yeah, they are. But I'm just saying, like, it just meant like, you know, Johnny Carson got one. It's like, oh, yeah. Johnny Carson, that dude.
Oprah Winfrey.
Oprah got one.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like, nose.
Yeah, it was like now that. It's now like, it's just like,
Key baby.
Lil Uzi Vert.
Nah, yeah, that's going to happen too.
Oh, yeah, he might get one. He would. Mm-hmm. He deserved one before Busta Rhymes. I'm just saying. Uzi got, man, when they play that one Uzi song.
Which one?
Not Uzi. I'm thinking about Uzi. Lil Uzi. He got.
Like a Lil Uzi version.
Me too, but I'm just saying. He a bigger star than Busta Rhymes, probably. Worldwide? I don't know. They might be about the same now.
I don't know. Busta Rhymes is like a cartoon almost. Like,
he been in it for like 30, 40 years, though.
You got a Busta Rhymes voice?
No. No, I ain't got a Busta Rhymes.
That Shaft, come on. That shit's funny as hell.
His voice is too gravelly and too deep. I don't know if I can do it. I don't listen to him talking enough. I don't listen to him talk enough.
He's super positive. Every time I see him in a video, he's, yeah, my black queen, my black brother.
Damn, with the niggas you got to watch out for.
Hugging him and...
yeah.
You doing it well, King.
Mm-hmm,
all
mm-hmm.
of that.
One of them.
Yeah.
Shout out to Busta Rhymes. I fuck with Busta Rhymes.
You think people that talk like that really mean that shit?
Hell no, nigga. All the damn time?
Yeah, come on, man.
Shut the fuck up, man.
What's that line that niggas be texting chicks?
Grand Rising Queen.
Grand Rise.
Anybody text me Grand Rising, I'd be like, what's up, Biscuit?
What?
Grand Rising
Biscuit. Rising Biscuit.
Yeah, don't text me Grand Rising. Hell no, good morning. Words have meanings. Yeah, I know.
Grand
some
Rising.
Of them sound just like, shut up.
Grand Rising King.
Yeah.
I'm going to hit you from that watch from now on. You know, I'll be saying, yo, or what up?
I'm calling you Bread.
I'm going to hit you on that.
Yeah.
Grand Rising King. I know you trying to get the day started.
Nah, don't stop. Every text I read is going to be in that voice when I hear it now. Yo, B, you at the studio.
I'll be there in 10 minutes.
Yeah. You need anything from Dunkin' Donuts?
I'm going to get you a rock star.
Yeah.
Pause.
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo.
Hey.
I did fraud today.
Okay.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today.
Okay.
Because these blessings come from God, because I'm committing fraud. I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today.
Okay.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did fraud today.
Okay.
I did a good job today.
Hey.
These blessings come from God. Cause I'm committing fraud. I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today.
Ah, Charles Edward Cheese.
That name sounds familiar.
You don't know who Charles Edward Cheese is?
Chucky.
Yeah, Chuck E. Cheese.
I knew it. Chuck E. Cheese.
I think the E stands for something. I think it stands for entertainment.
Okay.
But
I knew that name sounds familiar.
But I got Charles Edward Cheese from Dave Chappelle. And I fell out laughing when I heard, because, yeah. It's a dude they be calling at work. His name is Charlie Cheeseman.
That's his real name?
That's his real name. So no. I'm like, these niggas really calling Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, yeah. But this happened in Florida. Florida cops who arrested a Chuck E. Cheese mascot had a hilarious way of leading him out of the Charles Entertainment Cheese joint. And over to the cop car telling him, Chucky, come with me, Chucky. I don't know what's funny about that.
They did him wrong, though, man.
Yeah, they bought him out in the suit.
In the suit. Just took the head off. They took the head off.
Yeah. It says he racked up $105 in fraudulent charges on a debit card a woman lost after attending her child's birthday party at Chuck E. Cheese. So he had to...
He probably had the card still on him.
Yeah, he probably did. Or maybe they caught him with the camera. It said it appears Tallahassee cops knew the identity of the man inside the mouse and knew where he worked because they promptly arrived on scene and removed the faux mouse from the joint right in the middle of a children's birthday party in progress.
Yeah, that was crazy, man.
Yeah, it said it was his first fake credit card. Well, it wasn't a fake credit card. He just used somebody else's. It wasn't his first time doing it. Say he did the same thing at least once before in the last 6 months. He's charged with credit card theft, criminal use of personal identification info, and fraudulent use of credit card more than twice within 6 months.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but that little picture went viral, though.
Yeah, they shouldn't have did him like that, though.
What, pull him out in the suit?
In the suit for the kids. For the kids.
Oh, for the kids. They'd be like that. Yeah, you're right.
Like, because it was nothing for them to say, yo.
Go in the back and change.
Go in the back. They just stood back there while he put his pants on or whatever. They just took the hat off. And then they still walked out with the
head. Yeah,
right?
With the head on. Yeah. They fuck them kids. Is that what they say?
They was doing that for real. That was funny. That was funny to them.
Cause it did go viral. Hell yeah. Well, you got anything else?
Nah, man. I think that's it, baby. Tell them to tune in. Tell them to tune in Wednesday, man.
One other thing. I saw. Oh yeah, Deion Sanders.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he revealed that he had bladder cancer.
Yeah, he was crying too, like it was the end of the days. Like, is it that bad? Is it?
I think it was.
Serious? Was?
I think it was. Yeah, I think he had surgery and all of that. I didn't watch it, but they were talking about it at work or whatever. And I read some stuff, but he said he was cured. Said he lost around 25 pounds.
Oh wow.
That
gets you thinking, man. It's like, you know, you think an athlete are healthy inside also from all the working out and stuff like that. But then stuff like that still happens.
Mm-hmm. Especially, and then you got athletes like Lawrence Taylor. smoked crack back in the day, and this nigga ain't never been to the hospital.
He's strong still.
Still strong. Working for Trump. Nigga working for Trump now. This nigga on crack, getting arrested in Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, man. I don't understand.
You never know. A lot of the shit is just genetic. But he was a prime athlete.
Prime time.
He had an issue with his toes.
Because
he had some injury that never really healed, and he had to get feel his toes cut off and all of that. So you just never know, man. You never know. But that don't stop you. That shouldn't stop you from taking care of your body as best you could.
Yeah.
So don't be like, well, Big Mama lived till she was 82 and she ate this, that, and the third. Well, you ain't Big Mama, so.
Big Mama stayed at the house all the time, too.
Yeah.
She wasn't out in the element. That might be part of it.
Nah, Big Mama was in the element raking the yard.
Regular yard, go to church, that'd be
that's it. Yeah.
She ain't out there at the club with
drinking tequila and
everybody
shit.
Everybody coughing all over her. And
hookah, secondhand hookah smoke.
All sorts of STDs flying around.
Yeah.
Big Mama was at the house.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, man. check us out Wednesday. We give our favorite chain restaurants.
Yeah.
Not necessarily fast food, but just chain.
Yeah, food chain restaurant.
Yeah. Email us djblazeshow@gmail.com. Let us know what you think. L.
Yep.
Let everybody know where they can find you on social media.
You can find me at EL Murphy on Facebook, or you can find me on last week's episode.
And you can find me on social media at Preacher_BP. And you can find the show at DJ Blaze Show on Instagram. And if you want to watch it, we on YouTube, y'all. So yeah. That's it. Check us out Wednesday. It's your boy Be Easy.
It's your boy L.
And we out.
Peace.
Let those who have ears listen. Wherever you ask, this is the DJ Blaze Show.